Blog Talk Radio.
Just once, I'd like to not giggle before that kicks in. Okay, everybody, it's the Romance Bookmark with Renee Burns. I will be professional one day. I'm just saying, it might take me another few years, but I will get this down. But tonight, I'm excited because every year, the week of Halloween, I talk my best friend, Anne Elizabeth, into coming on the show. And once again, I have triumphed and gotten you on the program. Ha ha!
I feel like I should make a spooky noise, like, ooh.
Ooh, right? Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Thanks for having me, Renee. This is wonderful.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm kind of a fun Halloween person. I'm not a scary, I don't really like the scary stuff. Like, I do, like, some people go to haunted houses and do all of that, and I don't like to scream that way. Okay, now I'm all, okay, stop talking. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I actually like both sides of the coin. I think both sides can be fun. Sometimes it could be fun to be scared, and other times mm-hmm. it's fun to just sort of have the cutesy scare, you know, mm-hmm. like, yeah. I think that's one of the reasons I think teen horror can be really fun, because it can have both sides of that sword. It can have the humor and the cutesy side, but it also can have that, you know, really, really, you know, hair-raising, you know, yeah. sheer sort of, you know, where you're on the edge of your seat. So
yeah.
You get both. It's sort of like a yummy treat, like dark chocolate and milk chocolate mixed together with caramel, of course.
Chocolate makes everything pretty good. All the no, I'm just. I mean, I think it's like roller coasters. I think you either like adore them, or it's a no, thank you, like a firm heck no. And I'm just not a roller coaster person. I will hold your bag while you go on the roller coaster. I will, you know. I'll watch you stand in line, but I'm not getting on that thing. Oh, no.
Well, I got to tell you, this is always the month I pull out the comics and the horror mm-hmm. Legos, put together all my Scooby-Doo Legos, and read through my Walking Dead collection. And this month I got a super nice treat. I was able to read an advanced copy of Marjorie Liu's new comic, first creator on comic Monstrous. And let me just tell you, the art in this is stunning. I mean, Marjorie's writing is phenomenal. I mean, please, hello, woman who has played in the Marvel Universe, you know, and written so many incredible things in terms of comics and fiction. But this particular series, she really has. This series she's created, this monstrous series, it is a world that will really drag you in. And there's all these different types of creature, and the art is so intricate. I mean, it just popped over to look at the cover,
and it's gorgeous. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And she didn't, you know, how a lot of people will do, you know, just sort of they'll begin with something sort of a little bit lighter. She really, you know, punches you in the gut and gives you like I think it's almost 60 pages for that very first comic, which is a very hard thing to do. As you know, in writing a comic, it's so involved. And I remember when you were doing Eternity Gambit in comic form, and, you know, your writing and art was so succinct and beautiful, but it, as you know, that's a ton of work.
It is, and it's such a different gear to hit. From a storytelling standpoint, I mean, you're just coming at the story from such a different angle. And that Marjorie, I mean, I'm just going to admire, because, you know, that was my first try, and I was like, I learned a lot. I learned that was hard. I learned I might want to do it again someday, but then I will have to work up the courage. But Marjorie Liu makes it look so effortless.
Yeah,
and that
she
is
really,
a gorgeous
really
cover. Good Lord, that's pretty.
Oh, and wait till you see the art on the inside. Sana does such a beautiful job, and the details in this. if you buy the comic in digital form, you're going to want to use an app or something where you can really literally blow up the panels and just see the intricacies. And you're going to want to read the comic and then read it again, because you pick up so much every single time you read Marjorie's words. You get one layer, and you read it again, you get another layer, and
wow,
it will resonate. It will stick with you. It sort of hangs in your brain.
Does Kindle have that on it, or it's just flat? I mean, do you have to? So probably better to view it on a computer screen, where, like you said, where you can expand it. Do you think Kindle is going to get more expansive with the graphics, where you can do more on the screen,
is
that part of it?
I think
already?
You can with Comixology. If it's a comic that's done through Comixology, they have a pop-up panel program. So, for example,
ooh,
when you're reading a comic, you can touch a panel and it opens it up, and you can really look at it in depth. They have probably one of the best softwares I've ever seen in terms of looking at a comic. But I think, you know, Image does such a phenomenal job in representing and publishing creator-owned works. I mean, they do
mm-hmm.
Robert Kirkman, you know, Walking Dead, and
ooh,
I've started to get into many of their properties lately because it's just been really fun to see where they're going. And as you know, I mean, when you birth the Eternity Gambit and that whole
mm-hmm.
world, you now
yeah.
have how many books in fiction now with that one?
Two, and then two more coming up, so there'll be four
two
books
more
connected to that series, yeah, and more
that's
coming.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. And as you know, it just, the more you develop those worlds, the more you expand those characters, the more compelling, you know, you become addicted. You want to play in that world, and you want to see that world. And the more forms you can do it in, the better. Which I think
yeah.
is so exciting.
Well, it starts to feel very layered. You feel like you've got so much more depth going on because you're cutting it from different, you know, viewpoints or vantages. And yeah, with the books, I don't know, that comic, writing Azrael's Girl, that was just, it was like going to university or something, like creative writing 101 or something, and I joined the horror writing group. I thought you saw that because you advised. I do want to start expanding and looking at things from different genre angles and you know, getting more arrows in the quiver, as they say. So,
yeah,
you know,
the Horror Writers Association is phenomenal. It's an amazing group. Not only are these incredibly talented and well-read souls, but it's people who love figuring out ways to sort of blow each other's minds. And I love that there are no boundaries. There's no one way to write a book. There's no set formula for how this has to be. Of course, you have to have a point. You have to have a storyline. But
sure,
you can really
sure.
play
I mean,
yeah. with that sense of suspense.
But don't you
and that
think it's kind
of
the
horror.
End of a genre? If it gets too boxed in or too formula, I think that's kind of, you know, that's when a genre gets stale, or that's when things start to really shut down, when you get too confined by, you know, oh, no, this is how it goes. And I think fantasy, no offense, everybody out there listening, but I think fantasy for a while, Tolkien was fantastic, but you get so shut into, no, this is how a dwarf is, and this is how an elf is, that it's, it was hard to progress for a while. I think it's blown up now, but I think for a while there, it's like you just couldn't do much. Everything was sacred. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I think with Tolkien, I'm such a Tolkienite.
Yeah.
I mean, I really love Tolkien. That's like a holy grail. That's like
it
Star
is.
Wars.
Holy grail.
You know?
See, it's like the,
you know. You really, Tolkien really defined a way to create world building and character creation. And I think you have to know how to create a fully formed character. You have to understand how to put together a story plot. You have to understand what some of those rules are some of those ways to progress in
yeah.
order to tell a good story. So if you're, you know, as a writer, you should always be a reader. You should always be
True.
Somebody who is continuing to look at how other people push their boundaries so you, as an author, can continue to push yourself to create the best kind of books that you do. You know, when I, in romance with those seal books, I've been doing the West Coast seal books. And, you know,
yeah.
my husband's a retired Navy SEAL. And so, you know, I've been really wanting to push the boundaries for years and have a character who was missing a leg, missing a limb, and wanted him to succeed and be seen as sexy and dynamic and forceful and alpha and wonderful. And I finally got the chance in A Seal Forever, which comes out in December, to do that and to break that story mold of how a character was quote-unquote supposed to be. There's
yeah.
no rules that you have to have a certain body part or have a certain way to communicate or a certain look to be sexy. Everything can be sexy. Everything
That's
can
true.
Be exciting and new and different. And I think all of these ways people are should be celebrated and become things to appreciate and love.
Yes. It's true. It's true. No, no. But isn't it funny that you wanted it? But you've been wanting to do that book for a while. It took a while
yeah.
to kind of push that through.
It did.
And I'm
it
so
did.
Glad
I
you
think,
stuck with it. Because
yeah,
I think that needs to be told. There's a lot of heroes, very schmexy, guys who maybe lost
women.
An arm or lost a leg, but it doesn't make them any less of a schmexy, alpha, you know, heroic male. It's, you
mm-hmm.
know, it should be.
Or heroic female. And there's,
or heroic
you
female.
Know, there's
Sorry.
Traumatic brain
Sorry.
Injuries, and there's PTSD, and there's all sorts of things that happen, I think, when our heroes go to war or fight for our country. And I think I
yeah.
just, you're right. It did take a long time to get it accepted in mainstream publishing, but I was so excited when my editor was excited about this book and excited about these possibilities. And I hope
Glad
that
stuck to your guns, girl. No pun intended with a military romance, but
oh yeah, absolutely sticking to those guns big time. Though I should say with the Navy SEAL, it's more about the K bar, you know. So there you go. It's all about the knife. But so and I'm sorry. Every time I think about knives now, I can't help but going back to like zombies. So. You know,
oh.
I have
oh,
to
yes.
ask you, do you guys have your zombie preparedness kit? So
do I have what? The zombie what?
Preparedness kit, because I got to tell you, it was really funny going to visit some friends. And, you know, we live in an area where there's a lot of wildfires, so we always have our little, you know, our medicines and our important papers and things like that.
We do have the bug out bag. Jeffrey
yeah.
does. I mean, it's hilarious. It is actually for fire preparedness or disaster. And Jeffrey, my husband, does actually call it the zombie bug out bag, which just endlessly cracks me up. I'm like, really, honey? Really? Is that what we're worried about? Is zombies coming over the hill? And he's like, hey, it just makes him feel better. Just makes it.
Hey, listen,
and
I gotta tell
Max
you
Brooks.
All those.
Yeah,
yep,
I've got my
exactly.
the zombie survival guide. I have that, so I feel like I am a very prepared household, considering, you know, the zombie debates that are happening. Oh my God, that was our time. Okay, so thank you, and everybody, A Seal Forever comes out in December, and pick up Marjorie Liu's Monstrous.
And
I just adore
go read,
you. That was fun. All right.
That was wonderful.
Night.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night, everybody. And we'll see you next Tuesday for more. Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.